Poster 6. In the 1600s, it was the priest and the parish clerk who provided a limited education. In return for his efforts, a clerk received one bushel of barley for each farm. A whole farm meant an ordinary farm with the size of about 18 hectares. In 1715, there were two people on Romeu known as the schoolmaster, namely Jørgen Madsen and Peder Hansen. In 1725, the Bishop of Ribe appointed a student, Niels Gly, as parish clerk and teacher at Sønderland, followed by the mad parish clerk, as he was known, Bartholdt Hesseldal, in 1734. In 1737, Pastor Neve reported that there were at least 5 hired schoolmasters on the island, so the whole community's youth could be provided for. In 1739, King Christian VI introduced compulsory education for children from 5 to 6 years. Subsequently, the first two schools were built in Kongsmark in 1739 and Sønderby in 1744. Until 1864, the northern part of Romeu was part of the Duchy of Schleswig and did not have the mandatory school laws as the southern part of the island. This, combined with the major problems caused by sand drifts, especially on the north of the island, meant that the children had significant problems attending classes provided by the parish clerk and the priest in the southern part of the island. A school was not built in Toftum until 1784. A group of residents from Toftum and Jura gathered at a meeting where they not only planned to build the school, but also provided a framework for its construction, operation, and also recorded the agreement in a contract. Until then, schooling rotated among parents on the farms, where the teacher received his daily food as wages. At the school, the teacher continued to receive payment in kind. The girls were responsible for cleaning the schoolroom, and the boys had to provide fuel for the stove. This could be heather, turf, and dried cow dung. Apart from church functionaries, schoolmasters in the 1700s were mostly former commanders or ship's officers who also had a farm. It was not until the 1800s that formerly qualified teachers began to be typical at schools. This made the teaching far more professional. During the war, with England in 1807-14, a sailor from Kongsmark, Hans Pedersen Tauholm, was captured by the English and spent 7 years on a prison ship. Here, he contracted gangrene and lost both legs below the knees. After returning home, he became a teacher in Kongsmark. He dragged himself about 200 meters on his stumps to and from school each day. Navigation and seaman training. A navigation school, Copenhagen's Captain's Guild Navigation School, was established in 1697 in Havneby, with customs clerk Jesper Ørum as its principal. After Jesper Ørum's death in 1709, it was continued by the teacher Jørgen Andersen at Sønderby School. The school remained open until 1764. Peder Jørgensen Holm's handwritten mathematics book of over 200 pages from around 1710 begins with the rule of three and continues with all kinds of merchant calculations, inheritance payments, and accounts of investments in ship shareholdings and companies. He later became one of Romeu's biggest tycoons. During the winter period, private initiative also played a relatively important role, especially on the North Island, which was under Prussian rule until 1864. This can be seen from a large number of private documents. For example, In 1751, 19-year-old Peder Jensen Manø received a ship's officer's training from Commander Niels Hansen Avis in Bolilmark. P.J. Manø later became a commander and a director of Iceland Fisheries. Ship owner L.H. Carl also recorded that in the winter of 1831-32, he learned to navigate on his home island, and that he later passed the examination in Copenhagen with the highest possible grade after only 3 months of further study. Sailors who lived on the southern part of Rømø took the navigation exam in Copenhagen, but those from the northern island went to either Flensburg or Schleswig or to Copenhagen. In Copenhagen, they were listed as foreign students. Thus, navigation has been taught on Rømø for centuries, both before and after the existence of the navigation school.